7:39 at WGCL. That's Keith Klein.
Hey there.
I'm Mike Glasscock. Thank you for being with us on this cool, cool fall morning.
Nice fall day.
And every Tuesday morning, we catch up with the MCCSE. And Keith, who are we talking to this morning?
We have Craig Fisher, who is the principal at Tri-North.
Tri-North's Craig Fisher. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
Do you have the heat on this morning? That's the key question.
Absolutely.
Well, that's good, because you don't want anybody freezing. You want those kids paying attention over there. And it sounds like that they've been out running, jumping, and doing everything else this fall. Tell us about your athletic endeavors here.
We had an unprecedented fall campaign with the athletics. You know, highlighted them a little bit this morning. Both football teams were county champions. An eighth grade football team actually ended up with an 8-0 undefeated season. Eighth grade. Volleyball team was county champions. Boys cross country was probably the best cross country team we've had in 15 or 20 years at Tri-North. They were also county champions and won several invitationals, and just really represented our school in a fine fashion. So just a few of the highlights from this fall.
Craig, most of your kids go over to North when they're done at Tri-North?
Yeah, about 99% of our students do at the North. Some go to the academy as well.
Right.
And others.
I was just wanting to know if the coaches at North have been taking you out to dinner for the success of what you're going to be sending their way.
No. I don't get any of the credit. Mr. Siglin, our athletic director, assistant principal, does a great job. And we've, through the years, developed a stable of coaches that really help student athletes. I'm really proud of the group, but I can take zero credit. So.
Well, sports is great, but let's talk academics. You've got a guest coming in today. This is a big deal. Talk about that.
Yeah, we try to each year to have an author visit. Our media and library specialist, Meg Whitaker, helps spear this annually. And today we have J. Scott Savage. He's authored 17 published novels, including the Farwell series and the Case File 13 series. And he'll be in today. He's a Young Hoosier Book nominee for 2017 and 18. In the book that's the nominated Fires at Eviction. So our students are excited for that opportunity this morning. Actually, at 8:30, he'll be in to speak to about 300 of our students during our enrichment session, and he'll give them a great opportunity to learn what it's like to be an author of a teen series.
You do something like that every year?
Yeah, we've in the last 4 years, we have at least one author. This year, looks like we're trying to get another one for another visit in April. So this year we might actually have two, and again, it's just by the hard work and efforts of Meg Whitaker, and she has a great job just to try to bring extended and enriching activities to our students.
I want you to be able to do a little bragging, because we all saw the Lilly grant that came to MCCSC for counseling activities. One of your counselors was involved in that. Talk about that.
Yeah, we're excited, obviously, the opportunity that the Lilly Endowment is provided for MCCSC is unprecedented as far as what we'll be able to do in the counseling and supporting students with social learning. And our own guidance counselor, Brittany Straw, she's been with us for 4 years now. She served on the advisory team for MCCSC and just helped to try to pave the way to be able to secure that grant. And we're really proud of her. We wanted to give her a shout-out this morning.
The other thing, if no one has heard of the Reality Store, they need to check this out, especially if you're in the community and you got a little extra time and you can volunteer. You just had one, and it was a huge success.
Yes, it's a success of the year. I will tell you, it's one of our favorite events. Our eighth grade classes at Tri-North, Jackson Creek, and Bachelor. It's an annual event that's coordinated by the math departments for eighth graders only. But also we're supported in extensive ways by Bloomington Chamber of Commerce, the Franklin Initiative. So in a nutshell, they spent a couple days with financial literacy, talk about lifelong math and financial literacy skills. And then they actually spend approximately an hour in our gymnasium, and they go through a simulation. It's a math and life simulation, and trying to budget money that's been provided for a month-long budget, and they're walking around talking to the banker, trying to secure housing, trying to secure utilities, trying to pay with the budget they've been provided, try to pay and survive with having maybe a little bit of money left over at the end of the month. So just a very brief scenario that our interns get to go through and experience life as adults do in a very small way, but it brings a lot of joy to the students. They enjoy it, and the adults that are there to help support have a great time too.
Greg, we're talking, by the way, with Craig Fisher, who is the principal at Tri-North. And, Craig, I've volunteered for that. And I got to tell you, one of the things that strikes me is when you see one of these kids look around and say, man, how do my mom and dad do this? This is, I had money and now I don't have any money because there was a life's unexpected that happened to me. And now I've got medical bills that I didn't have before. And now I don't have a 3-bedroom house. I've got a trailer someplace. And I mean, it is eye-opening in terms of what they start to understand about realities of life.
Right. And it's interesting to see that. Obviously get the opportunity to see, the things that they can't afford, because they all want the fancy cell phone and the top of the line of furniture and the community members from the chamber, they actually are the ones running the tables. They're helping with the stipulations. They try to upsell them and they try to get them to spend more than they spend, so they get them like the bargain and experience the sales pitch for some of the chamber members that come in and help us as volunteers.
We had a young man at one of ours that was doing very, very well, and then a lot of things started to happen. The insurance came due, and the mortgage came due, and he was selling back his car, and he sold back his bus pass, and he was now riding a bicycle to work.
Hey.
And at the very end, he had to sell his pet back.
Hey. You better learn it now instead of when it comes knocking.
That's right. Absolutely.
Now, the other thing that you've had great success with is your band program.
Yeah, we've had a recognition that was announced this week that the Indiana Bandmaster Association Junior All-Region Honor Band was announced. And we have 4 members from Tri-North, Ian Bowman, Lucas Mether, Annalise Record, and Luke Starks. So congratulations to those 4 band members that will be competing in a special event in November at Elm Valley. And we're very proud of those 4 students.
Craig, how long have you been principal at Tri-North?
This is my fifth year officially at Tri-North.
So you're getting a little bit of service stripes on your sleeve.
That's right,
so
he's got his leather jacket.
Yeah, I got the chevron, the principal chevron.
I like that. Well, hey, keep it rocking out there, and if you keep racking up this many good things to talk about, we'll have you back on before you know it. Stay warm, enjoy your Halloween and the rest of October, and best of luck to all the folks at Tri-North.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen.